purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prabhupada. The sage Maitreya said, excuse me. The sage Maitreya said, O Vidura, after observing the source of his appearance, namely the personality of Godhead, Brahma prayed for his mercy as far as his mind and words would permit him. Thus, having prayed, he became silent, as if he tired from his activities of penance, knowledge and mental concentration. Please repeat after me. The sage Maitreya said, O Vidura, after observing the source of his appearance, namely the personality of Godhead, Brahma prayed for his mercy as far as his mind and words would permit him. Thus, having prayed, he became silent, as if he tired from his activities of penance, knowledge and mental concentration. Purport. Brahma's enlightenment in knowledge was due to the Lord sitting within his heart. After being created, Brahma could not ascertain the source of his appearance, but after penance and mental concentration, he could see the source of his birth, and thus he became enlightened through his heart. The spiritual master outside and the spiritual master within are both representations of the Lord. Unless one has contact with such bona fide representations, one cannot claim to be a spiritual master. Lord Brahma had no opportunity to take the help of a spiritual master from outside, because at that time Brahma himself was the only creature in the universe. Therefore, on becoming satisfied by the prayers of Brahma, the Lord enlightened him about everything from within. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Si Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadat Sit Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Gire Yat Kripatam Hambande Shiguru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By his mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And again, by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words on Srimad Bhagavatam today. I offer my humble obeisances to the Lord's feet of my eternal spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamine, and to my grand spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swamine Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paskada Desatayane. And my humble obeisances to all of you here and to all those Vaishnavas in the universe who are not here. Vanchakalpadruvyascha Gripasindhu Vyaivacha Vaditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. So, we'll read the verse again once more. This is a very nice passage from Srimad Bhagavatam. The sage Maitreya said, O Vidura, after observing the source of his appearance, namely the personality of Godhead, Brahma prayed for his mercy as far as his mind and words will permit him. Thus, having prayed, he became silent, as if he tired from his activities of penance, knowledge, and mental concentration. This is actually the very first question that a conditioned soul who is born in darkness, as we sing every day on the Guru Puja, that we are born in ignorance, and the spiritual master, he gives shed some lights with this transcendental knowledge. So we are born in this world of ignorance. Tamagun, Rajagun, Vishuddha Sattva, whatever you call it, Sattva Gun, whatever it is, it's all ignorance, really. If we don't have any spiritual enlightenment. So, the very first question is, the very first thoughts is, who am I, where I come from? And what is this place? What is the purpose of life? Where do I go after I die? These are the most important questions that a disciple, the very first question that the disciple should ask the guru or to the Lord within our heart. I remember I was in a monastery when I was 10, 11 years old. And there were some big boys, you know, chasing me. I never forget that episode. And so then I reached to a wall, very big, I couldn't climb it, and that's it. And they had a huge stone in their hands. These were big boys. Because I took something from them. I can't remember now what it was. Some cigarettes or something. I didn't even smoke at that time, but I was naughty. So we used to steal each other stuff. So they were very angry. And there was about maybe from me and that Prabhu sitting over there against the wall, maybe 10 feet. What to do now? Two of them with the stones. So I closed my eyes and I said, my dear God, if you exist, protect me. I closed my eyes. So they threw the stone. One hit the wall on the left, and the other one, I just felt, you know, I turned my face and I felt, you know, like the wind, a breeze through my face and hit the wall. My gosh, I'm still alive. There is someone upstairs that is looking after me. I remember that was my first epiphany experience that God exists. Because I thought of him, you know. I first of all, I said, "Oh, my mom, mom," you know, 10 years old. You look up, you know. But then I said, "What my mom is going to do? She's not here." And then I ran away. But what I wanted to say from that experience, made me thinking. There is someone looking after me, and you know, and it's worth exploring. And I was, and then that's when my mind and my heart was propelling to process, you know, the existence, my own existence. Who am I? Why was I born man, a boy, not a girl? Why do I have to be in this monastery? I didn't want to be there. My parents, they divorced, so everything was all sad for me and my brothers. But there was this thing about getting up in the morning, and we were educated to prayer. The only thing that will comfort me was praying. And it was all mechanical from all of us. But because of that episode, I remember that, you know, I'm actually in debt to someone. And I was starting to think, you know, where I come from. What is the purpose of life? What is beyond this monastery? What the life is all about? Where do I go when I die? Where was I before my parents conceived me? I was asking all these questions at that age, teenage. I'm wondering, where was I? Who am I? And but of course, ignorance. I had no clue. But somehow or another, that was my very first connection with the Lord in the heart. I'm saying it here in a class, but I never spoke about this to anybody. I mean, I told my son, my wife. But it's what would I want to say with this is that there are moments in life when we are in crisis that we think about these things. Like Sanatana Goswami was suffering. He went to Lord Chaitanya again. You know, he asked the same question with a blade of grass in his eyes, in his mouth, teeth. And he asked, "My dear Lord, who am I? What is the purpose of life?" Exactly the same thing like Brahma. And Brahma is doing the same thing. Yeah, he's very lonely. Can you imagine? You find yourself grown-up personality, but surrounded by nothing, no one, no association, no mommy, no milk for Brahma to survive. No mommy. Can you imagine? He only had a Vibhu, the greatest, the father, Ambija Pradapita. His original father, biological father, you could say, spiritual and biological father. It's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as you see on the picture. Brahma, born from the umbilical. Children are born from the belly of the mommy. So the Lord was pregnant. Maybe you say, why can you say that? That's a sacrilege. The Lord is not man and is not woman, but he's both. internal potency, Srimati Radharani is a female. That's the happiness of Krishna. And from this happiness, all of us, we are born. That's Radharani, our eternal mother. And everything rests there into the abdomen of Krishna, Narayan. Even the female aspect of the Lord. People sometimes they argue when I distribute books, why God has to be male, control freak, you know, that's sometimes feminist. I meet women, liberation, staunch. And you don't want to enter into any argument with them because you wouldn't go anywhere. It's like making a hole in the water. It never happened. God, and I tell them, God is no male, no female, but is both. So here Brahma was born from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, belly. And not only Brahma, but the stem of the universe, all the universe that you see, spiritual or material, the material universe, they're not surrounding Lord Narayan, but actually they're in a very small place. We spoke about this last time. Where are they? The 14th planetary system. Let's ask the ladies. So, the lotus flower is there, Brahma is there. Where are all the universe? How many of you read the Srimad Bhagavatam? I'm sorry? In the stem of the Lord. Very simple. Yeah, thank you. in the stem, that's where Lord Brahma was practicing his yo-yo business, up and down, trying to find something. You know, we call it yo-yo, like the genie. So he was going very depressed, very sad, and he was very disappointed. Who am I? Where do I come from? And below, he was surrounded by this the causal ocean, agitated, very big ocean. That there was no end, and big waves. And he was scared. You will see in the next verse. He was very much afraid. So, I cannot jump out of this lotus flower and go into the ocean. It will swallow me up. What to do? And he was going down, and then at the bottom of the stem, here, that's the point, yeah. The next verse says, the Lord saw that Brahma was very anxious about the planning and construction of different planetary systems and was depressed upon seeing the devastating water. He could understand the intention of Brahma, and thus he spoke in deep, thoughtful words, removing all the illusion that had arisen. So Brahma reached to the point that some response was there, some proactive response. The Lord became a manifest within his heart. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Kija. And reassured him on what to do. And that's when Lord Brahma, he started to pray. And he started his prayers. the Govinda prayers. And Lord Chaitanya, he told us, he came as a devotee, and he also, he told us very simple prayer, you know. He also asked the very first question, somehow or another, my Lord, I have fallen into this ocean of material existence, where birth, death, old age and disease are perpetual. Please, I do not know how, somehow or another, please pick me up and place me as a speck of dust at the lotus feet of your servants. He doesn't say your lotus feet. That's what we do. We don't know what to do in life. We come here. We don't take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, because we don't know who is Krishna. We don't know who is God. All the signs are there within our heart. The Chaita Guru will guide us, but we take shelter at the lotus feet of devotees. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. These three things, they should never be given up. Today we are serving the Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, because it gives us knowledge. It's non-different from Guru and Krishna and the sadhus. The sadhus are those who bring us to the lotus feet of Krishna. So we got much more facility than Lord Brahma he had. He didn't have Shastra, he didn't have the Guru. Lord Brahma, he didn't have the guidance, Vaishnavas, sadhus. He was alone. He was completely alone. And he started to pray. So that's what we do. When I go out on book distribution, often the mantra is that, you know, what is all about this book? So I'm not going to preach about the old philosophy, you know, you are not the body, this and that. So in a nutshell, sometimes I tell people, very quick thing, this book makes you understand who you are, where you come from, what is the purpose of life, and where you go after you die. Simple. Just like Lord Brahma, Lord Chaitanya, like Sanatana Goswami, like the disciple should, very first question should ask the Guru in the fourth canto is there. It's fourth. There is a very interesting topic between Devahuti and the son Kapila. Kapila himself, he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared as the son of this wonderful Vaishnavi. The father went to the practice penance into the forest, Kardama Muni, but she stayed there to inquire about spiritual life from her son. So she placed their son on a Vyasa-san, just like I'm sitting here. When someone speaks knowledge, you know, he's representing Vyasadeva. It's not because I am higher than you. Another day you are sitting here and you represent Vyasadeva. Any one of you who preach Krishna consciousness is representing Vyasadeva. So, because of the knowledge that we carry, it's very important. The message is more important than the messenger. When I go out on books, I always understand that. It's not because I am a special people, they take the book. It's because of the glories of the Bhagavad Gita, the message carries me. Krishna guides me within my heart, and the message is important when we deliver it to the people. Anyway, going back to the question of Kardama Muni, there is a very beautiful purport there. You should read that purport. Prabhupada said that this is the very first question that the disciple should ask the Guru. It's exactly the same thing, you know, Lord Brahma question. Who am I? Where I come from? Why am I in this miserable world? And it's, what is it? Purusham Prakritim Brahman. I was Brahmachari when I learned. I'm not trying to boast up now or anything. I don't know many verses of the Bhagavatam, but this one is a crucial one, very important one. And I will urge all the Brahmacharis to find it. It's in the discussion of Devahuti and Kapila. She addressed him, Purusham Prakritim Brahman. He came as a Brahman, the Purusham, the great Purusha, enjoyer, the God. Navi Munchati Karichit. Purusham Prakritim Brahman Navi Munchati Karichit. I forgot the third line in perfect senses. Nityatva Danayo Prabho. Nitya Bada. Anayo Prabho. Anyway, let's forget about the Sanskrit for the time being, but we'll go into the translation. My dear Brahman, please tell me who I am and why we are suffering into this material world, and the conditioned soul appears to be eternally conditioned. Nitya Bada Anayo Prabho. Eternally. It appears to be almost eternal. And the answer from Kapila Muni was very beautiful. Does anybody know the answer? You can speculate. You're allowed to speculate today. What does he say? Don't worry. You're allowed to make a mistake. What was the answer? If someone asked you this question, what would you say? The question is why everyone is suffering in this material world, and the conditioned soul appears to be eternally conditioned. Nitya Bada Anayo Prabho. How to become liberated from this bondage, from this Nitya Bada? How to become free? Yeah, that's the one. Yes, Srinivas Prabhu. Srinivas became devotee in Leicester when I was temple president. He's been Brahmachari for 40 years now? How many? Almost 40 years. Since 1985, 86. Yeah, 40 years. Please give him a round of applause. I used to go to his father, you know, please. Always, he used to give a lot of money. He said, I give you money for the temple, but you give him nice prasad. I look after my son. I said, of course. And he's still here. He's been looked after nicely. You still get good prasad, Srinivas? Very good. I'm sure the devotees here are taking... Then I came here to the manor. I got married. And then he also came. Him and Radha Damodar, they were affectionately attached to me. I took him out on book distribution. He was a book distributor for many years. He's done a lot of nice service. He's a good soul. Come on. What will be your answer, Srinivas?
Well, the answer would be, if we identify with the body, then we become conditioned.
Right.
I'll give an example, like Shivana Maharaj, one of the classes I heard, he was saying, this is when he was going to school.
Yeah.
So he told his teacher, that if we identify with the body, then we are not very intelligent. And the teacher said to Maharaj at that time, you're saying I'm not intelligent. So the teacher asked Maharaj to leave the school.
Very nice. So, and to do that, we need knowledge that we are not the body. Aham Brahmasmi, where do you get that knowledge? From Shastra. So the answer is correct, Srinivas. You didn't speculate at all. The answer from Kapila Muni was, Gyanina drishta tatvena vairagena baliyasat. Every word is very significant. Baliyasat, strong. Tapo yuktena yogena trivrenatma samadina. That's what tapo, that's what the Brahma was doing. He said, you can become free from this material bondage with the help of knowledge. Jnanina drishta tattvena. In order to see the tattva of who you are and who is your source, God. Tattva means the truth. In order to, like Brahma, he saw the truth after his tapa, penance. With the help of these three things, trivrenatma samadhina, so tapo yuktana yogena, with the help of the jnanina drishtatattvena vairagena baliyasat, tapo yuktana yogena trivrenatma samadhina, that with the help of these three things, tapasya, yoga, knowledge, but not casual, says, you know, with help, strong help, baliyasat. Baliya means strong. You have to dive into the books strongly to try to understand. Beg for understanding from the Shastra in a strong way. Trivrenatma samadhina. With the help of these three things, you can enter into the samadhi, the understanding. And Prabhupada, in that purport, he said, this should be the first question that the disciple should ask the guru, you know, the question of devahuti. And the answer from Kapila is the answer that the guru gives to devahuti. The guru gives to the disciple. He said, associate with the sadhu, associate with the Shastra, read the books. We do book distribution not because on face value that it's an activity of making money. No. I go out almost, well, a little bit less now because my wife is not doing well, but I know that you don't become rich by distributing books. It's not worth to build an empire. Just like Guru Shakti, she does 1 month a year. But she can't do book distribution to maintain herself all year long because it's difficult. Very little profit there. But we do it, so she does everything. She does in 1 month and gives everything to the temple. In her spare time she does it. That's glorious. We do it because of the precious gift of this knowledge, the way we've been helped. So we pass it on, we share it on with the people. It's the very fast way how to wake up people's consciousness. And within there is the Cheta Guru, the Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru speaking. No. Not Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada speaking, which is more important than the Diksha Guru. Diksha Guru will come when we become sold out to the lotus feet of Krishna. So, and the association of devotees. When you open up Bhagavatam, you see all this Maitreya speaking to Vidura, just like here. Very interesting. The sage Maitreya said, O Vidura. Now, this is very interesting, very poignant. When we hear that, it's not just a conversation between two personality from a mythology or whatever, but they're actually devotees, Vaishnavas, and we take their association. We are in their assembly. So we have a Vaishnava seva there. By hearing from them, we're doing Vaishnava seva. Then you hear from the Lord speaking, the Chaito Guru, and under the guidance of our spiritual master, we read these books. So that's so all this facility, Lord Brahma didn't have it. We have it. And we still complain. Spiritual life is full of difficulty. We do a few years of tapasya, you know. We get the Brahmana trade and then we promote ourselves as a sannyasi or whatever, become guru. But this is within a few years and then so many problems there. We all have problems. But Lord Brahma, he meditates penances for billions of years. He didn't have a Brahmana thread, not to get the Brahmana thread or the initiation or the nice plate of prasadam or nice association. So we're doing very, very little compared to what he did for us. He did all that for us, billions of years of austerity, to get some guidance from his Lord, his Father, to facilitate our advent, advent of this in this world. We were also in the abdomen of Lord Narayan, but Brahma, he prepared the house for us, the material world. He created the universe. That's what you do. Husband and wife, they get married, they buy a house, and then they invite the children in this world. That's what Lord Brahma did. He built a house, you know, where everybody can be sheltered. Demigods, demons, Sudra, Vaishya, everyone. And then we came. For what? We came and he gave us the facility. Not only that, he becomes the acharya of the sampradaya. Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya worshipped the Lord Brahma. Not as a demigod, but as the founder of the Gaudiya, Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. He's a bona fide. Srila Prabhupada is Lord Chaitanya, all the six Goswami, we are in this Lord Brahma Sampradaya. He is a great personality. He's Aham Bija Pradapita, our second original father, material father. When Jesus Christ prayed on the cross, his last words, "Father," I always thought, you know, I was Catholic, brought up in a Catholic monastery. Beautiful prayers. "Please forgive them because they don't know what they are doing." Very merciful. "Father, to who?" Lord, like Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam, he was praying to Lord Brahma. We think, oh, Jesus was praying to Krishna, but actually he was praying to Lord Brahma. And Prabhupada says, any good Christian is in the ninth canto somewhere. Sincere Christians, they go together, they go and join, they go to Satyaloka, Brahmaloka. Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, same planet of Lord Brahma. And when Lord Brahma goes, dies and goes back home, back to Godhead, he will take everyone with him. That's where Jesus went. These are the words of Prabhupada. So it's not a demigod. We're not learning about demigod. They are a small personality. He's actually a great personality. And we owe our lives to Lord Brahma. And we worship every night. Shiva Sukha Narada. What is it? Brahma. There is also Brahma, Lord Shiva, Sugadeva, Swami. All these personalities I have worshipped. Lord Brahma is mentioned in the Gaura Arti. Lord Chaitanya, he worshipped Lord Brahma in that way. As the great, 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 great guru. And so we'll finish the class. Yeah, thank you very much. And we ask if there is any quick questions. Hare Krishna. Oh, everyone agrees? Yes?
Thank you for class. I was just wondering what the significance is of the part in the verse where it says Lord Brahma, he became silent as if tired from his activities of penance, knowledge and mental concentration.
Because for billions of years, or trillions, I don't know, I don't remember the number. Anyone knows? I'm not... But it's all there. It's that for trillions of years, celestial years, he was practicing tapasya, tapa, meditating on these two words, tapa, tapasya, just to get, you know, some guidance. So he was... Can you imagine, you know, sometimes on a festival day, we become very silent because of a little bit of fasting we do, half a day fast, and we are subdued. The senses, they want food, the body becomes weak, tired, and we become less interrogative, we speak less. When we fast, we don't engage much into argument, because the body and the mind, you know, they're weak. And that's half a day fast. But can you imagine Brahma, you know, he, trillions of years, he was just to get the darshan of Krishna. So, is he allowed to be tired? What do you think? Or not?
Yeah, of course. I just thought maybe there was another deeper meaning to that.
That's why he was silent. And also silent because there was no body surrounding him. When there is no body around you, then you can't really speak. But then, once he realized the Lord in the heart became manifested to him, then he was not silent anymore. That's where you go in the prayers that come out. We sing every morning. Videshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto govinda mahadipurusham tamaham bhajami. You are the one who gave me knowledge. You know, even the greatest scholar of Vedic study cannot never understand you. You can only be understood by a bhakta, atma bhakto govinda mahapir. Anyway, he starts to prayers and he never stops. And still, even now, he's still praying. So he's not silent anymore. And Lord Brahma also, he gave knowledge to Narada. That is not silence. It's Narada gave to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva gave to, you know, and it came down to our Sampradaya, Acharya. So, once you have knowledge, you are not more quiet. You just speak. Okay, thank you very much. So, time for breakfast. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.